Rand Blake is an idiosyncratic pianist and composer who once worried that he didn't fit into the worlds of jazz or classical music. Since childhood, one of the places he felt most comfortable in was the darkened movie theater, watching suspense and mystery films, which he continues to pay homage to in his own music. Since 1973, Blake has headed the Third Stream Studies Department at the New England Conservatory of Music, a department created by Blake's mentor, Gunther Schuller, to embrace music influenced by both classical and jazz forms. Schuller has produced a new compact disc of Blake's piano solos, and there's another new album featuring Blake and three musicians who have studied with him. One is the tenor saxophonist Ricky Ford. That quintet album is titled Short Life of Barbara Monk. The title track is dedicated to the daughter of jazz pianist and composer Thelonious Monk. She died within 2 years of her father's death. I asked Rand Blake if Thelonious Monk's music and personality helped give Blake the license to express his own eccentricities.
His Charles Ivesian tone clusters, the darkness, the wry humor, inspired me so much. And I realized that jazz had flexibility, as did some of Ives' own music and the best of Hollywood mystery music. And I realized here was a pianist I could follow, because until then, jazz pianists had left me cold, other than maybe Mary Lou doing the blues. But really, the piano was not the instrument that I chose to listen to. It was jazz singers and gospel choirs.
Was it hard to find a place for yourself in the jazz world when you were starting out?
Very much so. I didn't expect to suddenly find employment and get a large audience, but I had a very lonely existence because my peers did not accept what I wanted to do. And when I had been studying with Gunther 2-3 years, he said, "Perhaps, Ran, your third stream. Did it ever occur to you that maybe you're not a jazz musician?" In the early 60s, it was very, very hard to know what I was doing. And I at least wanted a label. I had to have a label, Terry. At that point in time in history and in my young years, it was very important to know what I was doing.
So when you thought that you should have the label of jazz, what were some of the things that didn't fit about your playing?
I did not hear and conceive in bebop. I did the blues and gospel, but I didn't feel comfortable in ensembles. A lot of the repertoire I didn't like. I found the horn people were doing licks. There was not enough silence. So those are five things already.
When Gunther Schuller coined the term third stream, it was meant to describe a kind of music that was influenced by both jazz and classical music. You've headed the third stream department at the New England Conservatory of Music since 1973. Do you feel like you've redefined the meaning of third stream?
Yes, Before I talk about how I maybe defined it in the department, I couldn't play anything else. So he felt I was also authentic. And that's what I wanted to try to capture. And I said, if everybody has to blend jazz and classical, which might have been my background, that would also bring a lot of unnatural feeling in. So I said, why does it only have to be contemporary jazz and avant-garde classical? Why could it not be somebody from Uganda that likes the fado in Portugal? Wouldn't that be a blend? So we extended it to include ethnic music of all kinds, and we also, instead of third stream music, period, a noun, we said third streaming or streaming, the art of fusing.
You have a Sephardic tune that is featured on your new album, Short Life of Barbara Monk. Is this to you part of what Third Stream is, borrowing and learning from other musics from around the world?
I think it can be. The piece you're speaking about, Terry, is Una Matica de Ruda. I don't think that doing a number and suddenly adding a sitar or a Japanese instrument automatically makes it third stream. But then, of course, we could... is it important whether it's third stream or not? In fact, even jazz was third stream at one time, the blend. So I love the music, and I hope I didn't destroy it, and I hope I kept some of the Arabic flavor. And that was what was important to me, and not whether it was third stream. Our 50s, we have to have the music that carries our name, and I don't think it's important if it's jazz, Sephardic, third stream, classical. It's, to me, a way of approaching music and studying music and learning more than a body of work. That's what I feel about third stream now.
You've always played music from film scores, and many of your own compositions have been inspired by movies that you've seen. A lot of people who go to the movies don't pay that much attention to the movie music. When did movie music really first get to you?
In 1946, when I saw Spiral Staircase. And then, of course, there was Marlon Brando's movie Wild One with Keith Stevens.
RCA has just reissued on compact disc your very first recording session. And on that album is your recording with singer Gene Lee of David Raskin's theme from the film Laura. Is there an image from that film that was in your mind when you were recording that song?
Yes, there is. And that image of Dana Andrews looking at Gene Turney's portrait while he's pouring another scotch and absolutely falling in love with a portrait of a woman who's supposedly dead.
It was finding third stream music that gave you a place to perform without feeling like you didn't fit in. Is that what you want to give back to students now?
Yes, and it was particularly important 15 or 20 years ago. Now the field is much more tolerant of composers who are writing different kinds of music that have moments of jazz or Polynesian music, but it's not been so for performers. Where do students learn to be professional, as there are not places to sit in for third stream music like there was for jazz 30 years ago? And I think what we do at New England Conservatory Music in the third stream department really does help confront and answer this age-old problem.
Pianist and composer Ran Blake. From one of his new recordings, Painted Rhythms, here's Maple Leaf Rag. This is Fresh Air.